matter most. That's what this guide is all about. There are two main challenges in doing the right things: identifying what they are, and then doing them. To determine the right things, we need to make choices that will move us toward the outcomes we most want, which, of course, means we need to know what our priorities are. In terms of the second challenge, the doing or follow-through, we need tools, rituals, to-do lists, delegation skills. But which tools will work best for you? Which rituals will help you follow through? You might be the kind of person who can read through a book like this, full of great advice, and implement it all at once. I am not. I get overwhelmed and end up not changing anything. So here's one way to use this guide. 1. Identify your time management challenges. Do you leave the office with a nagging feeling that you worked all day but didn't get your most important work done? Are you distracted by little things, avoiding big, hairy projects? Take the 3-minute quiz, How Well Do You Manage Distraction?, to discover where you're distracting yourself the most. 2. Find one piece of advice you think will have the greatest impact on your work. Once you've identified your biggest challenges, browse through this guide and find a tip that speaks to you. Maybe you're not clear on your right things. Maybe the rituals you're using aren't working. Maybe you procrastinate. Choose one tactic you think will help you the most. Then do that one thing. 3. Do it again. Once that tactic has had an impact on your work, repeat the process. Return to this guide and select another tip. Because Brad is a paragon of productivity, he decided to put his BlackBerry away and wait to reply to the messages until he was in his hotel room. Then, using his laptop, he attacked the crisis, called his client to allay their concerns, delegated tasks to his team, and sent an email to his team and his client detailing the plan. Within an hour, he had finished, shut his laptop, left his BlackBerry in his room, and enjoyed a fun, chaos-filled dinner with his family, which, at that time, was precisely the right thing for him to do. How well do you manage distraction? Answer the following questions with never, occasionally, often, or always. 1. Even though it feels like I work nonstop all day, I still don't get the most important things done. 2. No matter what I intend to focus on at the beginning of the day, as soon as I start working, checking email, etc., I seem to get derailed and lose my focus. 3. When I have something important and challenging I want to accomplish, I spend my time doing lots of little things and avoiding the big one. 4. When my work gets challenging, I somehow keep interrupting myself by surfing the web, doing email, and other distractions. 5. When I'm on a conference call, I get bored and start multitasking until I miss something important. Then I try to recover without making it obvious that I wasn't paying attention. 6. I'm late for meetings and appointments because I try to get one more thing done instead of leaving enough time for preparation and/or travel. 7. I feel overwhelmed and stressed out by the number of things I have to do. 8. My workday ends in frustration as I think about all the things I intended to accomplish but didn't. 9. When I try to make space for my own work, I get interrupted by others and I find it hard to protect my time. 10. I don't spend enough time at work in my sweet spot, doing work I'm really good at and enjoy the most. Guide to Scores. If you selected mostly never, congratulations! You're already doing a great job of focusing on the work that will give you and your